This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Raheny Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's not wins or losses here this year. It's going to be all about establishing our culture here in the locker room. I already talked about accountability and integrity. We need to define what a Chicago Bear looks like, both on and off the field. And as long as we take care of that, the results will speak for themselves.
Well, yeah. The results are... still with a winning record. This is Raheny Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was Ben Johnson talking to Fox Sports 1 on his view of success. So that said, of course, we love to look forward and backward and sometimes in the present, but mostly everywhere around it. Some call it avoidance. We call it working in sports media. So no better action now after we got all our crazy trades out of the way. Thanks to everybody who referred to Ozzy Osbourne. And thanks to everybody who also just got it out of their system with us. We now have to do the thing where we ask on October 28th. It's time. Marshall, you're confident about this. Is it really time to talk about whether or not the Bears are a playoff
team? In the hunt.
Is it really time?
I thought the question is, are they in the hunt?
Both.
Wait, let me look back at my rundown.
No. Yes. The question is, are they in the hunt? But even I'm also asking, me personally, to you, is it really time to even bring this up yet? Are we there yet?
I think 7 games is a big enough sample size. Yeah, in a 17-game schedule.
So essentially we're asking, are the Bears good?
I don't know if I can ask that question.
Okay,
yet.
So I have an answer to that question, which is different than the answer to the other question.
Okay.
I'm so scared.
The Bears are not good. Let's be very clear
great.
About that. No, they're not good.
Okay.
They are a mediocre, middling football team trying to find their way.
I'm not going to fight you on that.
Why would you? Right. I mean,
how do you feel about better? How do you feel about best?
Than last year?
They're better best?
They're better than last year, but they're certainly not their best. They're definitely better than last year's team, even though through 7 games last year, they had a 4-3 record.
You're playing a dangerous game, Mr. Harris.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
So what you're saying is they still need to never let it rest.
They definitely do not need to let it rest now.
Playoffs. But you were so confident when I was like, can I even ask this playoffs question? Can I do this?
Because I want to have the conversation. That's why.
And then we're like, in the hunt, if you don't know, is the reference to the hilarious graphic that appears when the Bears are like, 4 games below 500 in like sometime in December, and 14 teams in the NFC are on the thing because the NFC is so wide open every year.
It really is wide open.
And they get listed, but previously, and then they get listed as in the hunt, and we all laugh. And I swear somebody at Fox is doing it as a joke because they're in on it because it's funny. 312 says the answer to all of the questions is no.
No.
773 says wait 2 weeks for the hunt. You know. But it's fine that we're doing it,
Layla.
But I'm still just like, can we do this now?
I understand why you feel that way, because you feel like it's early, and also you feel like you don't know who the Bears are just yet. But I will say this, They've played seven games. There are teams that are not in the hunt. There are teams that are decisively nowhere to be found. Meanwhile, the Bears have the eighth best record in the NFC. Last I checked, seven teams from each conference make the playoffs. They are one game out from a playoff spot. Not only that, it's who are they trailing for a playoff spot by one game? It's the San Francisco 49ers. Huh. Do the Bears see the 49ers at any point on the schedule this season? Mr. Grody?
No.
I'm sorry?
Yes, they do.
Sorry, I got confused. I was looking at something else.
Okay, well, I'm telling you to look at this.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the standings right now.
Okay, exactly.
And
The hunt.
What I was looking at, what I was thinking in my head. Did you finish your thought there, Marshall?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just start with the NFC North. Like, we know that Green Bay and Detroit are better. Yes. Are we okay? Are we comfortable?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, we have to say it. Yes.
And I think the Bears might be better than Minnesota. Does Minnesota suck? I'll continue to ask that question.
When does Minnesota see the Bears again?
It's coming up.
It is.
I'm already over
the schedule. It's on November 16th. So let me get this straight. Landman on Paramount Plus is out on November 16th, and so is the Bears and Vikings game. We got a lot of watching to do.
There is. I do not have
Paramount Plus, so no, I don't have any watching to do.
Bears are not as good, looking at the East, Bears are not as good as Philadelphia, right? Are they better than or as good as Dallas?
They're better than Dallas.
Are they?
Dallas down.
They did beat Dallas down. Are they better than Washington? 3-5 now, they beat Washington.
Yes.
Don't do it just because the Bears beat them, by the way.
What is their record?
Washington is 3-5.
Okay.
And they've lost three in a row.
Because they're 3-5 and they've lost three in a row, and if it comes down to a tiebreaker, the Bears get it. Yes, they're better than Washington.
They're better than the Giants. They're 2-6, right?
Especially with the Cam Scataboo news.
Yeah, Poor Cam Scataboo. Remember, they still play the Giants.
Scataboo.
All you're doing right now is giving me more reason to believe that the Bears are
squarely
in
the hunt. The hunt is getting more possible with every read of the teams.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh. God, the NFC is so freaking complicated.
Are they better than Seattle, the Bears?
I would not say that.
No.
I would not
five
say
and
no.
two.
No.
They're not better than the Rams.
Nope.
Who are 5-2.
Nope.
No.
San Fran, we talked about them.
That's the key.
That's the key.
One of the keys to
call.
The hunt.
It's a good call.
Yeah, so they are squarely in the hunt,
yeah.
Are they not?
And then the only team in the South that you have to worry about in terms of are they better than is Tampa Bay.
No.
Probably not.
Carolina
4-4, right? Yeah, a little bit.
Development arcs are so... What about the Falcons? They're kind of like steadily improving.
No, okay, let me help you with this. Let me help you. Because you guys have some serious...
If people hate
you know,
voices,
like body dysmorphia?
We're left to two listeners after the
Everybody who hates
our voices is now totally tuned out.
You have NFL standings dysmorphia. You do not understand what you're looking at. The Falcons that you just mentioned have lost their last two games. May I remind you, their last loss came by the way of a 34-10 beatdown of the previously misguided Miami Dolphins.
But what about that win over the Bills, huh? What about it?
That was so long ago.
This is the league.
Now you're getting personal, Lele.
No, I'm a Bills fan.
Pointing out it was a quality win.
Okay. So what I'm trying to tell you guys is they're 4-3. And if you look at the next four opponents the Bears have, this is why they are in the hunt.
Yeah.
Like, go look at this. Do you want me to read them off?
So we've solved nothing. Hit me. The answer is yes. The answer is yes, the Bears are in the hunt because nobody can make sense out of the bottom half of the NFC.
So at the Bengals.
At the Bengals. Home against the Cam Scatabulous Giants.
The Giants, yes.
That's dub.
They've got a game at the Vikings. Who knows who will be playing
they
quarterback?
They suck!
You told me that, Grody.
I know. We do need
to keep track of if the Vikings
and
suck.
And then they've got
That's
Aaron Rodgers.
We do. Robbie,
they've got Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers at home. And you just told me about the Steelers?
What did I tell you about the Steelers?
What did you...
He's still on the Vikings.
Well, they got their butts kicked by Green Bay.
Okay.
Yes.
So, could they beat the Steelers?
So, of course. Yeah, this is not a Super Bowl bound team.
So, now I've talked about the next four games. How could you not say this team is in the hunt when, legitimately, they could be, after the next four games, I don't know, they could be 7-4, they could be 8-3.
This has been really healthy because we exited the Bears bubble within which there is so much consternation with us at this table and at this radio station. This was a great exercise.
There's consternation everywhere is my point.
Here's the problem. We're going to have to keep doing this.
I like it, though.
Because just like that stupid graphic that we laugh at, but it's true every year, this is the NFC. The real issue is the bottom half of the NFC is really more than half. So then you're just asking who's the least dysfunctional out of the top part of the bottom half of the NFC, which is more than half.
I know that makes no sense,
but that's kind of the idea.
Let's do the AFC now. I think the Bears can win the Super Bowl. Are the Bears better than New England?
All they need is to trade for Myles Garrett.
All you need to know is there's 16 games in the conference. The Bears are number 8. They are middling. That's who they are. But guess what? Middling and a little bit of luck, you could be in the top 7.
Are the Bears better than the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are 4-3 right now and in second place in the AFC South behind
the mighty Indianapolis Colts? They're not, because Jacksonville has better wins than the Bears. If we're doing this college football style, they have better
wins.
They've
lost two
than
in a
Bears.
Row, but they're in
quality
the hunt.
Quality wins.
Jacksonville is in the hunt. Yeah. Oh, you guys are with me on quality wins now?
No, we're saying like time. When you're trying to measure playoff teams.
I heard what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah.
It's kind of that type of day. Like, do you want data saying Caleb Williams took a step forward? You can have it. Do you want data saying he took a step back? You can have it. Do you want something in neutral? Sure.
Yeah.
You want to mention Myles Garrett as a trade? Go ahead.
There's something for everybody.
Yeah, this is that kind of day.
Yeah, it is. It's a lonely, lonely... Is today Tuesday?
Tuesday. But you know who joins us next on this Tuesday?
Whom?
Our tape man. He lives in the real. He watches the film, so you don't have to.
The Rizzle.
Tim Jenkins, our quarterback guru, next on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.